Proclamation number 7970, dated the August 18th, 1961. Catastrophe. Antitrust. Battle of faith. End. What will still take place before the end of the earth can only ever be announced as something extremely difficult and sorrowful for humanity, for God's voice will sound everywhere, albeit in entirely different ways. For where his words of love are ignored, he will manifest himself more clearly. There will be suffering and adversity in all places. Accidents and catastrophes will alternate with natural occurrences, where the elements threaten and destroy life. And all this is God's working his permission to disturb people and make them aware of the real purpose of their earthly lives. And where people are united with him, the hardship will be easier to bear, since he will not abandon his own even though they are in the midst of these happenings and unable to avoid the immense adversity during the last days before the end. And you all only need to take notice of what happens around you and in the world, for they are visible warning signs and always recognizable to the believer as God's intervention or permission, because you are foretold that you will have to endure severe hardship and affliction before the end. All the signs which were predicted for the end are recognizable. Yet you humans always want to see it in the distant future. You don't want to believe that the time of the end has come. But you have also been told that the time will be shortened for the sake of those who want to believe and stand firm. And thus everything will happen in very quick succession. The affliction and hardship, the battle of faith and the Antichrist's fury, which will emerge only too clearly, and this alone should make the end time credible to you. For the people who are enslaved by him will surpass each other in evilness, hatred, lies and vindictiveness. Craving for power and tyrannies will clearly identify his actions, and people will support him because they agree with his will and ruthlessly proceed against their fellow human beings who still believe and want to remain faithful to God. And these will receive exceptional protection and strength, for God will stay with his own and lead them through all adversity and difficulties. And blessed is he who recognizes the time and entrusts himself to the only one who can protect him in every hardship. Blessed is he who believes. Blessed is he who lets him speak to him and constantly receives strength from him. For even this difficult time will come to an end, and the fate of those who endure to the end will be a blissful one. Sooner or later the power of God's adversary will be defeated, then he and his followers will be bound and there will be peace again on earth. But not on this earth anymore, because its end has come according to the law of eternity. But it will emerge in you through God's might, and people who endure to the end will be relocated to the paradise of the new earth, because they believe in their God and Father who will save them from utmost hardship and affliction. For the time is fulfilled and the end comes as it is announced in word and scripture. Amen.